Hello, this is Jeff Buckles with the Two Roads to Two Destinies Ministries with you. We're in Genesis chapter 23, and beginning a little bit before that, but let's begin with a word of prayer as we always do. Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. Thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus. Lord, I just pray that you'd open your word to us today and give us an understanding of these things that have been shown in your word. Father, we pray that you'd reveal what you'd have us to do in it, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 22 and 23. Maybe even into 24 this week as we're together, Lord willing. I'm going to be looking at Abraham, Isaac, the servant of Abraham, a little bit at Isaac's wife, future wife, Rebecca, and may, in the Lord's will, look a little bit at a man named Laban. Now, we've been sort of going along in this series, and we saw Abraham, and he's a man of faith, a man of God, a man who is saved. We have seen how the Word told us in Genesis 15 that he was justified by faith. We have seen his wife, Sarah, and the promise of God made to them that in their seed would all the nations of the earth be blessed, and they would have children as the sand on the seashore and the stars in heaven. We've begun to see the fulfillment of that in the birth of Isaac. We've also seen how the maid Hagar and her son Ishmael were put out. Ishmael being a child of Abraham, but not according to the promise of God. It was according to the plans and thoughts of Sarah and Abraham. But now we see Abraham and Isaac, the son that had been chosen, the son who had been the promise of God. And let's look at verse 1 of chapter 21. We'll just begin there. Now, we've seen Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed. We've seen that Abraham again takes a journey and tells that Sarah is his sister, Genesis chapter 20. But now we see the promise of God being taken care of by God. In Genesis chapter 21, the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken, and Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah would have given children suck, for I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. So we see here the promise fulfilled. Isaac is born. He is raised up by Sarah in her old age. And you remember the last time we were together, we mentioned of how Sarah had laughed. And here they named their son Laughter, Isaac, because God had made her to laugh. And she had borne this son. Always remember by his very name. You know, that's something that we don't think about today, but I believe you ought to give it some thought, especially to those who are going to have children, is that names mean something. And whenever divine names in the Old Testament of people. Those names in themselves told a lot of what that person was about. We're going to see that in Esau and Jacob too. And you're going to see how names give a lot of the personality of people in the Bible. But we see here in verse 9 that Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had born unto Abraham, mocking. She said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. That was grievous in Abraham's sight, but God said that it was what he wanted to, that this was fine. He was going to take care of this young man. And we discussed, I believe, how that he was going to be against everyone and everyone against him. And Abraham sends him away. And let's begin at chapter 22 now. It came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Now, before we go any further, I want to look at some things here. Notice that God, it says, tempts Abraham. He's trying Abraham. He's going to see what Abraham will do. He's going to see what is Abraham made out of. Does he really believe God would be our question as we look at this story. You know, we've read that Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. But we ask the question as men, did he really believe God? Does Abraham really believe God? Does he really trust God? Well, we're going to see the answer to that in this testing, in this trying of Abraham. One thing about, I think, of this test was that God says to Abraham, take Isaac and make him for a burnt offering on one of these mountains that I tell you of. You know, that don't sound anything like the God that we serve. It's not like him to take human sacrifices. That's contrary to everything that he ever taught. But it's a time of testing for Abraham. And you say, and I say, well, what if? What if he had a sacrifice? Well, he didn't. So we can't ask those questions. God accepts no human sacrifice. He's putting Abraham to the test here. What does Abraham do? Early in the morning, he saddles his ass and takes two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, clave the wood for the burnt offering, rose up, and went to the place that God had told him of. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake to Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. We're beginning now to see a parallel between Isaac and Jesus Christ. And we're going to see that in this story. Let's go on and read the rest of it. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And he took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. And he said, to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Now, coming back to the story, let's just sort of go through it quickly. Abraham begins immediately to obey what God has told him to do. And he looks up and he sees this place way off. And Abraham tells his young man, you stay here with the ass, the animal, and that me and the young'un are going to go up here and worship and come again to you. Sort of a by-the-way statement here. We're going to come again to you. But this begins to show us that Abraham believed that even though God had said Isaac was to be offered up, that Isaac was coming back with him. So you begin to see here that God, Abraham is a man of faith. He believes the promise that God gave him in Isaac. God had said, in Isaac shall your name be called, and he shall be the father of many nations. And in him all the world will be blessed. That was the son of promise. Abraham realized that God had said he is the one that has to be sacrificed, yet he is the one through whom the children are to be born. Abraham has no problem understanding this. He believes in a God of the resurrection. And he believes that whenever he does sacrifice Isaac up, that God will raise him again from the dead. And we see this even before the sacrifice is made. So we see that Abraham, a man that believes God. We have a problem believing in a resurrection today, but that's part of the Christian faith. That is one of the three things that we most definitely believe. That Jesus died for our sins according to the Scripture. He was buried and raised again the third day according to the Scriptures. The resurrection is definitely a foundational belief of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Abraham here believes in the God of the resurrection. Our time's up. But Lord willing, we'll be with you tomorrow. This has been Jeff Buckles with the Three Roses, Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff. If you have any comments or questions, please write us at P.O. Box and Ramsour 689. If you'd like to call this week, the number is 879-5695. Have a good tomorrow. My Bible study for you.